gang, what's going on? Frazier Smith here. Joe Bartnick over there. Joe, how are you?
Doing fantastic, Frazier. Puck off.
Puck off is in the hizzy.
Yeah, it's great. Just so much to talk about this. I'm going to make a lot of people happy this week because I'm going to give the Nashville Predators their due.
We got to give them props. They're the first team to 60 points.
They are the first team to 60.
Yeah.
Look at that.
They're looking good.
They're on top at the halfway point.
Well, you know, you got to get – they're playing great.
Yeah, they're in the
mix. You got the rookie of the year, I think.
Yeah, well, there you go. I think he will be. Well,
I don't know.
Johnny Hockey. We'll talk about Johnny Hockey today.
He actually made it to our goon segment.
He did make it to the goon segment. And I can see where that vote is going already, as it should. Yeah. As it should. But we got that. We're gonna break down who out of the Dallas or Colorado. You know, we love Wah. We love the great Lindy Ruff. Only one is probably going to make it. I did my homework, but I really think Nashville stood up. Travis Tritt and Brad Paisley, they all jumped on my back and said, when are you going to give the Predators props?
They're out the Preds game.
And this is the time to do it. Like I said, watch Luch wake up against the Penguins.
And he did.
Of course he did.
He always does against you guys.
And then we stormed back in Montreal. Sid finally scored. Gino looking amazing. Gino making his run for MVP.
He could be
Carey
MVP.
Carey Price. Just
that's my boy.
Standing on his head for Vezina. The great Teemu Selanne got his number retired.
You know, you got to love that.
I do. I wonder how big of a hug he got from Bruce Boudreaux.
Well, probably. I might have been a little bit icy. You know, the one time he says anything off color, it was, you know. But
I didn't see Bruce at the ceremony. He was back, I don't know, he was back sniffing the dry erase markers. I don't know.
Something was going on.
I didn't see him out there.
But that was, you got to do that. One of the classiest players ever.
Oh, yeah.
And a great player. Remember 76 goals a rookie season?
Yeah, I remember.
He has some great stats.
I mean, I remember on Sega on NHL, he was like, his speed was like 100. Like, you couldn't catch him. I mean, like in real life, too. But, I mean, just amazing. Remember, he used to do the rifle shot, like shooting the birds.
Love that.
Yeah, it's Teemu. And a classy guy, Patrick Elias, got 1,000 points this past week, too. 1,000 points playing for the Devils.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's like playing with, you know, the heavy skates.
Yeah.
And you think about it, Elias, he's been playing forever. He's been playing like almost – he was playing with Jason Arnott.
Yeah, he goes back.
He goes back. I think he played when they were still in Colorado, Elias. But wow. Good times.
Now, I watched a little bit of the Kings there last night.
Last night, because we were taping this on the Tuesday, so you watched them beat Toronto, who I'm just sick of
Toronto.
You know, what a bunch of bait. You know,
they got the interim coach.
Yeah, interim coach.
He's probably already sick of it.
He's sick of Kessel whining.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, that's.
You know, Martin Jones played pretty well.
Yeah, he hadn't played in a month. I couldn't believe that. They said he hadn't played in a month.
He had like 10 starts. He's got 3 shutouts.
Hey, only Quick and like probably Pekka Rinne and maybe Price could keep him out of a job.
Rene's having a great year.
Yeah,
Preds fans, we are propping you up. He's awesome.
Well, we'll talk the Kings for a second. You know, I had the inside scoop that maybe it's going to be Justin Williams for Paul Martin, and I'm begging the Penguins, please do not trade Paul Martin. I love Paulie, but now it looks like injuries are going to change all that because Olli Maatta is not coming back, so the Penguins need Martin. And now you got
So do the Kings.
And now Tyler Toffoli has mono.
I know. What's that?
How do you get mono?
How do you get mono these days?
Was he kissing Marcia Brady? I mean,
mumps, mono, what's going on?
Yeah, and then Pearson, which I did not like to see.
No,
those
broken
are bad.
Leg.
Oh, it's broke.
Yeah.
Oh.
Broken leg.
Oh. Now that's
not good.
That's bad.
Two awesome young players.
Is he coming this year?
I don't know. You know, these days you can get people back pretty quick, but that is a broken leg.
Broken
so
leg. Because when people go to the boards that way, legs, it's never good.
No,
it's
but
never,
you know,
good.
If anyone can come back, it's a hockey player.
No, yeah, but I mean,
but well, you don't want to bring a young star.
Year,
I know, unbelievable, man. And that was a nasty break.
Oh, Stammer. What are you kidding me? But they're in turmoil right now. I mean, I know they beat Toronto, but I mean, you
well,
know,
yeah, because
I guess Richards is trade bait, but now maybe they, I mean, and I think they need Williams now with Pearson and Toffoli.
Yeah, they probably
on,
do.
On the shelf.
They need defense, though. But I'll tell you who plays great is Drew Doughty.
Oh,
he
yes.
He had a big hit last night, and he is playing unbelievable minutes.
Oh, he's like plays half the game.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And he doesn't get tired.
No. I just caught it sparingly. I did do a bunch of stuff. Is Kopitar okay? He got rung up last night.
Yeah, I think he's all right, though. And he got a goal.
He did get a goal. Yeah. He got a goal like 5 seconds in.
Yeah, and then my boy Gabrick.
Yeah.
Finally starting to light it up.
Yeah, it's good. They need him. They need him. They need him. But, you know, enough of that. We're going to give credit where credit is due. James Neal, we nicked him a little bit for the diving fine and everything. But in reality, Preds are in first place.
Yeah.
Two things come to mind. Well, actually three. One is they have a great coach in Peter Laviolette.
He's awesome. He's done a fantastic job.
He's a great coach. I mean, the greatest thing that ever happened was the Philly fired him.
Yeah. That's good news for the Predators.
Yeah. I mean, when he brought the Islanders to the playoffs when they were, under, I think, Milbury, which is impossible, he won a cup with the Canes. So the Flyers fired him in 8 games. You know, but he's a great coach. He got them all buying in. Peke Rene, he's like 6'5", like he's like Spider-Man.
This guy is great.
How do you score on him? I have no idea.
He's the modern day goalie. Covers the entire net.
Yes, and another man who will make an appearance in the Goon of the Week is Shea Weber. Shea Weber is. I think he's the best defenseman in hockey. Taking nothing away from Doughty, who's an amazing force, but just the tough minutes in front of the net, just doing everything. That's the old school defenseman. Yeah, the way you want. Yeah, yeah. It's almost like there should be 2 awards.
Yeah,
the
Norris. Should.
Like the offensive guy and then the guy that blocks the sun.
Yeah, you need both, really. If you have both, you're really looking good.
Yeah, and, of course, they got Forsberg, who I made fun beginning of the year. Oh, the other Forsberg.
No, he's going to be rookie of the year. He's going to beat out Johnny Hockey.
He's going to beat out Johnny Hockey, and they have defensemen there now, you know. Because I'll tell you, his partner, Weber's partner, Yossi, great defenseman.
Yeah,
great
Yossi's
kid.
Playing
moves good. The puck. I mean, it's a top 1-2 pair. You know, it really is.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I love Chicago, and then we give St. Louis their props, and then they got Jones. I love that kid. Yeah. I love him back on the blue line. And you know, they got Ribeiro, who I guess is playing good centerman hockey. We'll see what he does in the playoffs. And there's always the man who will see what he does in the playoffs. The real deal, James Neal.
James Neal. That's what
he's going to
do.
When he gets a goal that counts this year in the playoffs, then you will really see. But you know, like I said, I'm giving them their due.
First team to 60.
Yeah, and they got Mike Fisher, their leader, Craig Smith, you know. I mean, hey, Nashville, there you go. They're
having
on top.
A nice year so far.
Nice year so far. So now to get back on the ugly side is, I think everyone knows where I'm going to go with this about Nashville. Not the ugly side, the Cookie Monster struck again. Did you happen to see that?
No.
I wouldn't even mention it in the goon section because this deserves. He cross-checked Weber in the face.
Oh, the Cookie Monster strikes again.
Cross-checked Shea Weber in the face. Now, how he left alive Nashville, I have no idea. But then Weber dropped the gloves and beat the hell out of him. But of course, then, you know, Cookie Monster just turtled and hit his head.
Yeah, of course.
Just absolute crap. And as you're going to hear this on Friday. If he even looks sideways at Malkin or Crosby, I'm telling you right now, Steve Downey better get there and just break his leg.
Yeah.
Just slew foot and break his leg before he hurts one of ours. Whatever, I'm not going to do Sean Connery, but you know, wow. You know,
taken 4.
I mean, come on. But yeah, can you believe that though? Going, I mean,
wrong guy to cross check in the face.
Well, yeah, but why is he in the NHL? The same thing with John Scott. Like,
you always say that about Scott.
Well, yeah, but they, with Cookie Monster, why is he in the, why is the NHL letting him go around? I mean, poor Barry, Tyson Barry, the defenseman. That's why Minnesota beat Colorado in the playoffs last year, because he went out and hurt their offensive defenseman.
Yeah.
And so that he changes the course of a playoff series. Now he goes out and goes after the Norris Trophy winner.
Yeah, come on.
Or I mean, why is he around?
Cheap shot artists are never cool.
I just F the Cookie Monster. Yeah, but so speaking of Minnesota, you saw Mike Yo's tirade, right?
Yeah. He went off, bro.
He went off, yeah.
That was cool.
I mean, well, you know, it's funny because, you know, he's an old Penguins coach who couldn't coach a power play with Crosby and Malkin on it, so he went to Minnesota.
I think we got to give a shout-out to Zach Parise. He lost his dad.
Yeah.
The great JP.
Yeah, the great JP.
We got to give condolences.
Also the captain, yeah.
Yeah.
A tap of the stick.
Tap of the stick, man.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And then I guess Zach wasn't at this practice, but if you didn't hear, or I'm sure you saw everywhere, it actually probably made ESPN, is Yo just went absolute crazy.
He went nuts, didn't he?
He went nuts in the practice. But the fight.
They needed some shaking up, I think.
They do. But they're just a bland. I mean, they signed Vanek for all that money. Vanek's never scored a goal that mattered. You know, I mean, I love Zach Parise, but he's not a. Zach Parise is one of those good, very good players that then got great player money.
Well, I've always loved him.
You do. Yeah. You do. You know, and then
I think, you know, we saw such great play out of the Wild in the playoffs last year. They really looked good.
Yeah.
Now what? I mean, what happened this year? I thought they were off to gonna have a great year.
Their goaltending once again, you know, went sour. I guess now they're looking after Cam Ward. But you know what, Cam Ward hasn't stopped a shot in anger in 8 years that mattered. But my point is about Yo is he freaked out, right? He freaked out threw a fit. But then they went to play Chicago, Nashville, Chicago. So they lost all three of those games.
Well, they're in last place.
Yo, if you're going to throw a fit, do it before you play Edmonton. Or do it before you go to Arizona. He throws a fit before you go play in Chicago. Taze and those guys and Kane were just like looking at the score sheet, like, how many points am I going to get today? I mean, are you throwing a fit before you got to play before you go Pekka
Rinne
or
the
Black?
That,
yeah. That's funny. But they need a goaltender. And the other team that needs a goaltender. Now, sad news to report.
Man, I'm upset.
Well, you should be.
Yeah.
You know, if you haven't heard, I'm pretty sure you heard, he will miss the All-Star game as well as miss for the Red Wings.
Wow.
The great Jimmy Howard.
Yeah, man. So now what do we do? What is his name? Mazarek?
Yeah. Well, he's... I guess he's won at every level.
Yeah, we'll see.
He looks good. I mean, I'd play him over Gustafsson, but you say Gustafsson's hurt.
He's hurt. His shoulder's hurt.
Like he's...
Well, I don't know how bad it is, but he's had a bad shoulder, and he's been out.
So he's not, I mean, like...
I don't know that he's available.
Oh, so you're going with the kid.
I think we have to, you know? And that was a weird play anyway, you know?
Yeah, that was a really. If you didn't see the play, you can probably YouTube it. He kind of muffed the puck back of the net, and he knew the guy was going to do a wraparound, so he kind of tried to skate backwards.
Yeah, it was just weird. And then it's a groin pull, and
he must have.
Those are never fun.
He must have. Well, sometimes they're fun. Well, boom.
Really?
He must. Right. He must.
I guess that depends.
Yeah, he must have ripped that really bad to get. Because hockey, we all know how tough and proud hockey players are.
They're very tough, but something's got
to
be going on.
So to be called out on a stretcher for a groin pull.
Yeah, that was a stretcher.
I mean, his groin must have been in Kalamazoo.
It's never good to have your groin in Kalamazoo.
No, you know what I mean?
I went to school there.
Oh, you did? Well,
yeah,
then. well,
Junior
family show. Family
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just stop it there. But it's bad to have him out now. We don't want
and
him
a goaltender,
out.
That's never going to heal. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, that's hard to heal, yeah.
You're always.
If you're a goalie.
So you want to get Cam Ward?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know what to do there.
You know what I was thinking of? I said off air right when we said hello. Maybe you make the play for Martin Brodeur.
Now, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Maybe we could use the old man. I don't know.
because, you know, I would, you know, 2 years ago when you were in the same division as St. Louis, they'd never do it. But now that you're, you know, in different conferences.
Yeah. How's he played so far? A little hit and miss?
I think he played pretty good, but you know they play defense in front of him, and then they hang Elliott and the guy out to dry.
Well, he's an old pro, and he was a great goalie in his day, and I don't know how much he's got left, but yeah, maybe that's a move.
You need him to win. You need him to win 16 games.
Yeah,
you can play. I mean, you can play the kid all regular season.
I'd try the kid out first and see what's up.
Yeah. Well, you are.
Yeah.
I mean, he's actually played pretty good. That was the great Ian Bag likes that guy.
Does he?
Mrazek.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Well, if Bag likes him, he's probably pretty good.
Yeah. And speaking of, you know, the goaltender mess in St. Louis, St. Louis is on fire.
Man.
And your man T.G. Oshie's.
Oshie's rocking. Yeah. And Backus is just unbelievable.
He had like 4 goals.
Yeah. I think twice this year.
He must be losing the puck off. He got the wake-up call.
Yeah, he's playing great.
Yeah.
You got to give him credit.
Yeah.
And you're right. Oshie's rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got it all going on, and they're still behind Nashville. Well, and they're still behind Chicago. Chicago is just a force of nature, though.
They are a force. And, you know, my boys in Winnipeg have had an interesting year.
Yeah, and Winnipeg just came out to Southern California and just put a hurting.
Yeah,
on Southern California.
That
They came out and they stomped the Kings, and then the Kings came back miraculously, and then they won the shootout.
Lost in the shootout. Yeah.
Well, the Winnipeg won in the shootout.
But I mean, Kings.
And then they beat up Anaheim on Timu Solani night.
Yeah, that's
and then that shootout was an amazing shootout. Did you watch the game? That's when you're on the KLOS, right?
Yeah.
I gotta say, I don't know if they were pumping the crowd up noise up like on the television, but I've never heard an arena as loud as it was for the shootout in that Solani game. Like, that crowd was so into because it was Timu Solani.
Well, they wanted to win on that night.
They really did. But that crowd was outrageous. It sounded like the Chicago where they put 22,000 people in the madhouse. It sounded like a playoff game in Chicago. That's how crazy it was. And then Vatanen, who's like the same countryman as Solani, won the game.
Yeah.
So that was on the shootout. But even the shootout was amazing because it was like Winnipeg made the first one, and then no one did anything until Anaheim got the last one. And then it started going. They started scoring. It was really an amazing game. But was really amazing. And there's a lot of the goons of the week came from that game.
That was a wild game.
Yeah, Buff and Getzlaff went at it. But, you know, it's what I love, because if you listen to all the whole time, you know, I love first shift tone setters. Like, I go back to when, you know, Kunitz nailed teaming in for 6 seconds against Philly in the Eastern Conference Finals. Boom. That was it. Did you see Winnipeg, L.A., the first 6 seconds?
No.
It's part of the goon of the week, but it was amazing. That's what I mean, like, the Jets are here to play. He went down. In one move, he crushed Kopitar and Doughty.
Well, he's
just
awesome.
Like he's like a bowling ball who got like the 7 and the 10.
I liked it. Yeah,
yeah, you know, set the whole tone. Like, we are here to play hockey.
You know, I just think they've had a good year.
Yeah, Hutchinson's playing well. They're getting good, and Kane is back. Kane is supposed to be out until February. The Winnipeg's not going anywhere.
No, they're for real.
They play a heavy game. They play a heavy game. That's why when you look at this now, you say, you know, that, you know, Winnipeg ain't going anywhere. So,
you know who else is surprising me who's coming on is Florida.
Yeah, yep. I broke that down too, because they're not going away either. they're scared, you know. What, you know, Boston's owner threw a fit, and that's what woke Lucha and Bergeron up. And Bergeron had to be woken up even more than Luch, because as much as I love Luch, he can sleepwalk and still hit people. But Bergeron's got to set the table and play defense and play the penalty kill. And, you know, Bergeron's an MVP type player.
Right.
He's playing. I mean, Luch is Luch. You know, he's gonna do his thing. But, you know, Florida's team is the way your team should be built. I mean, You know, like Edmonton's, all these teams at the bottom that always stink. Edmonton, Arizona, a couple other, especially Edmonton, because we have guys from Canada listen and stuff, and I always say, well, how do you build a team? Well, you know, they drafted good guys. You know, they got Bukestad center.
Right.
He's great. Ekblad, the defenseman, I mean, he's going to be a Norris Trophy candidate, and they got Huberdeau
is awesome.
Yeah.
A year.
Yeah, and then you mix
he's
that
to really play.
You mix that with the guys who've been around a little bit. You got Boyles. You got Fleischman and Bergenheim. Right. It's like pretty good nucleus. What do you need then? Right. And then you get some older veteran guys that kind of set the tone. They got Juuse Jokinen. Nice guy, sets the tone. Bolin's won two cups. He's a good guy to get. Thornton, you know, as a little physical presence. And Willie Mitchell.
Yeah, that really helped.
Leadership.
Yeah. Good pickup.
Absolute pickup.
I always thought the Kings would miss him.
And yeah. And they do. Yeah. But, you know, that's how you build it. Edmonton, all they do is fire coaches and look around. And they want to have team, or Toronto, everyone wants to have a team meeting.
And Luongo's played
and
well.
Fire, and that's and then you add Bobby Lou.
Yeah. Well, he's played great.
Yeah. And then you add Bobby Lou, and there you go. But, I mean, it's not a secret. You draft character people. You mix in a couple veterans, and you get good goaltending. You need good goaltending.
Well, I think that team was an afterthought a couple years ago, and now they put it together.
Yeah, and they're making Claude Julien's life as coach of the Boston Bruins not very fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look at their record. I mean, they've really got a good record. They're 20-11-9, 49 points. They're playing very well.
Did you see Bobby Lou's return to Vancouver?
I didn't see that, but how was the response?
It was great. They cheered. He made his first save, and they all went, Lou, and he took off his helmet and waved.
Cool.
Roberto Luongo, just a class act. And then he punched Derek Dorsett about five times in the face.
Yeah, how about that? I heard about that.
Yeah. He could be
the goon of the week.
It's an epic state. I mean, if you're thinking about hitting pause, stay tuned for good. Epic goon of the week this week.
There's it's a good one. I can tell. Yeah.
Tons.
I have a particular favorite in there.
Tons of great ones. Yeah, it's shocking. Not as shocking for your vote, but
know what I'm going to vote, I think.
Well, shocking developments right there.
Yeah.
Like I said about the West, now I want to go, because I broke down, because, you know, I love the great Lindy Ruff.
That's your boy.
And we all fell in love with Colorado.
Well,
we all fall in love with Colorado.
Yeah.
We love Mr. Waugh, and we thought maybe losing Stastny would hurt. But then they went out and got Iggy.
Iggy's starting to play.
Oh, he's leading the team in points and assists now.
Yeah,
and
he's
goals.
Looking good now.
He's,
remember, he got off to a weird start.
Yeah. And you
said he was behind the curve a little speed-wise.
Yeah.
But,
obviously, I was
now.
Wrong.
Well, no. You know what? You said he would pick it up, you thought, and he is.
Yeah, and maybe they're maybe playing his pace a little bit, too. Maybe they're like, you know what? Iggy is a step. Why, you know? I watched him. That Dallas, that was like the playoff. That was like a playoff game, Dallas Avalanche on Saturday. Saturday was one of the best days of hockey I've seen in a long time. There was four great games.
Well, and I watched a little bit. I just saw the highlights, actually, of Caps Avalanche.
Oh, yeah.
Last night.
Yeah.
And Caps won that 2-1. I'll tell you who I was impressed with, the two goalies.
Oh, well, they're
Varlamov
is taking it.
He's good, man.
Oh, yeah. He's taking up a notch.
I bet Waugh's impressed with that, because he's playing real
well,
good.
Well, Waugh loves him.
Yeah.
Waugh loves him.
He's real good.
He even shipped Pickard back to the minors. And Pickard, like, was setting records in the franchise. He did, like, most saves in franchise history, or number two. I just saw on the graphic, and they shipped him back to the minors when Varlamov came
He's
back.
Good. And I'll tell you who else played great is Holtby.
Yeah, Holtby. But, you know, Barry Trotz is wearing him out, man.
Wow.
He's played like 25 games in a row.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it. I heard an interview with him last night. He seems like he's still staying in there pretty good. You know, he seemed, you know, because they were asking him that. They go, hey, you're a workhorse, bro. And he was like, no, I can handle it.
Yeah,
but I think he's a good player, man. I was impressed.
Yeah, and, you know, and, hey, you know, Ovi.
Ovi.
10 years, 20 goals or more.
Yeah, and he won that game with a great shot. Did you see that shot?
Yeah, I did.
Just quick, man. Lightning fast.
It's one of those things. It's like you just know it's coming. It's like you knew when Bonds, you pitch the pitch here, he's gonna hit it out. Everyone in the world knows.
He had a nice hit in that game too. He had a classic OV type hit.
He's buying in. Yeah. They got Ferris playing amazing at center for them too.
They're playing pretty good, Caps.
They're playing pretty. Hey, they're, you know, the Metro got tight, man. The Penguins came back to earth a little bit, and the Islanders, aren't winning every game like they were, and so the Rangers
are playing hot.
The Rangers went out west and beat everybody.
Yeah, they beat everyone in the west.
They beat everyone in California. Beat everyone in the Western Alberta. 13
of the last 14 games.
Yeah, and they beat
five in a row.
And they beat the Kings with Talbot.
Yeah. Yeah, well, your boy, who you always,
Rick Nash.
Rick Nash, what a year, man! You got to admit.
And we'll do a special All Star show next week, but with all the snubs. But he got snubbed from the All Star game.
Well, he shouldn't be.
How could a Ranger get snubbed in the All Star game?
He's playing great.
He is playing great. You know, and the most impressive thing about Rick Nash, and I will tip my hat and tap my stick, is he's going to the dirty areas and getting those goals.
What you always said he didn't do.
That's what he's doing. So yeah. I credit Alain Vigneault or whoever told him to do that, and that's what he's doing.
He's digging.
Look at the difference. And the other kid is the defenseman, Klein. Now they got four solid defensemen.
Rangers are impressing people. And, you know, the big game tonight is against the Islanders. And, you know, their series is like the old days, like in the early 90s.
They still champ high. Well, they still champ offense sucks. They do. I was at the Garden this year.
Do they really? Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, they still like to dig a pot, don't they?
Yeah,
I love that, great, man.
But it really is. Well, you know, that's going to be.
That series is hot again.
It's gonna be interesting if it plays out that, like, you know, they're in second and third. If the Penguins are in first, then they'll play each other in the first round of the playoffs.
Man, you're in a battle with the Islanders.
Yeah, well, and probably in a losing one, because I mean for the regular, you know what, I love it. You the last 5 years, the Penguins have been up, you know, by 20 points by Valentine's Day, and they have nothing to play for. Let it be in the mix and have to fight.
You know, I think that's actually, it's weird, but I think that's better positioning in a weird way, because we've said it for a couple of years about the Kings. You know, they barely squeak into the playoffs, and then they turn it on.
Yeah.
And I think it does matter when you peak. Some people are saying that about the Preds. Are they peaking too early? Again, you don't want to go out and lose games. So,
no,
But
I think the Preds, the Preds can keep winning every game because they haven't been there. But I think teams that have been there and understand the grind, I think can
think the Islanders hold up?
Oh, absolutely. Remember, the first week of the year, we came in, they traded for Boychuk and Letty, and I said, they're making the playoffs. And then, you know how much I love Tavares.
He's great.
And he's scoring some big goals. I don't say this lightly. The guys at DV in Pittsburgh just reposted our Night at Lemieux's cancer benefit with us four.
Oh, cool, man.
It's still the greatest night of my life.
Yeah,
that
was a big night.
It always will be. But,
you get a compliment from your idol?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't say this lightly. Tavares is the closest thing to Lemieux that's out there.
Wow.
That's
a statement.
Gentlemanly play, scores the big goals, makes the big, effortlessly makes.
Very talented player.
Just effortlessly makes the big play, you know? I mean, and people are down on Halak. Not down on Halak. People question Halak. I go to war with Halak. And with that team, I said they have the best 12 forwards out there. One through 12, they have the 1 through 9. Chicago has the best. 1 through 12, it's the New York Islanders.
Now, who do you think's better right now, Isles or Rangers? Rangers are on fire.
Yeah, I think I'd have to say the Rangers. But that's not taking anything away from there. I can't go against 11 out of 12. I mean, they beat everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but I'll tell you what, though. I think the Islanders could really grind out a series against. I mean, the Islanders got some big boys with bad intentions. Clutterbuck.
And
Mark Martin. Like, you know, those guys will hit Stahl Brother until he's purple. You know what yeah. I mean? You know, I mean, like, and they're gonna get in King Henry's kitchen.
Well,
you know, that's gonna be a hell of a series. I mean, and hopefully it's the first round, because if it's the second round, it means the Penguins.
I want to watch tonight, man. I want to see it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a great old rivalry.
I love where the Penguins are at right now, and I don't like that Olli Maatta might not come back. But if it means that we're not going to trade Paul Martin, because to me, anyone that says that Christian Ehrhoff is can play and we can let Paul Martin go,
a lot of teams would like Paul Martin.
Every team would.
Yeah,
I mean, he's our second best defenseman. Period, and he can play 30 minutes. He doesn't make mistakes. That's why we got the guy for the play. I mean,
well,
like,
if the Kings are going to give up Justin Williams, you got to get a guy like that.
Yeah, as much as I love Justin Williams, I don't want to give up Martin. I really don't.
Defense is too important.
I'll give up Ehrhoff and a pick. Ehrhoff just doesn't play. Put it this way: when Ehrhoff was with Vancouver, they underachieved, and he goes to Buffalo, they don't smell the playoffs. So do I. When Ehrhoff plays a light game, which is exactly what Clutterbuck and Mark Martin and everyone else are going to eat up, and Nashville will run him over the way he's playing this year.
Well, you made a good point last week, which is that defense is at a premium.
Yeah,
especially with the playoffs, you know, coming up, and you know, it's hard to find a great defenseman, so everybody wants him.
Yeah, and we're playing good. You know, I think we're playing. Sid's a little slumping.
You guys are playing well.
Sid's slumping a little bit. Gino's MVP caliber season, and then we're gonna get Como back, who had great chemistry with Gino, and we're gonna get Hornquist back.
But look at
if
your
that's
division.
Not enough forwards. Like, I mean, hey. Clutch time, it's like, oh, we need a guy. Williams is clutch. Williams is clutch, but I'll tell you something. If Gino and Sid aren't going to score, and Kunitz and everyone else is making a lot of money on that team, then hell with it. Like, we need Martin.
You need him. You need him. But a lot of teams would like him. And you got a tough division, man. You know, look at you know, it's Isles, you, Washington, Rangers.
Yeah.
All top four. Playing well, man.
Playing good. It's fun. It's just, I think it's a great year. I always think it's a great year for hockey, but I just think it's,
man, hockey's
I just think
good.
It's a great year. For, I mean, you know, anytime Boston has to fight with this regime to make it, teams are playing, there's some good hockey being played. You know what I mean? You would think that you're just like, oh, throw the puck out, Luch and Bergeron, and that'll be it. And then, you know,
Hey, they're getting their guys back.
Yeah, just remember I said watch Chara. Of course, the three guys that scored, all the three guys I said they've been slumping. They got to turn it up. Bergeron, Chara, and Luch.
Yeah, here they come.
Bortz did. It's how much makes you love Luch. Bortuzzo just absolutely on the first goal for the Boston. Bortuzzo, one of the only people that can actually crush Lucic. He absolutely buried Lucic in the corner, but Luch made the pass out front perfect. Made the play. Made.
He's as tough as nails.
Yeah, boom.
Luch. You know, I'm a Wings fan. I hate Luch, but I love him too. You know,
how is he on the block? How are things that bad?
No, you got to keep
in Boston.
Him. He's your heart.
That he would be on the block. I mean, there's every single, even Chicago would take him. Like, there's not one team.
Oh, man, a lot of teams would take him.
Every single team would take him.
You want a guy like that on your team.
Oh, yeah. You want 10? You want. I love Luch. But I'm going to break down. So, because we, you know, it's tightening up. Is it Colorado or Dallas? And what makes the difference, right? So, well, I think the edge, I think right now Dallas is Colorado's ahead by a couple points, right?
Well, yeah,
they're one
right,
ahead.
They're right there. They're
one
ahead.
As in, but I give the complete edge to Colorado.
I think so too. They're playing great now, and I think goaltending is a big factor.
And you're right on, Captain Varlamov, and even that rookie Picard, who played great.
And Iggy's coming on.
But you know, Lettinen, he looks fantastic sometimes. But then, almost in the old school Marc-Andre Fleury, then he lets in some bad goals. And when you're fighting for points, you can't let in those softies.
No, you can't.
So and let one in. And then,
I think that's the edge they have in goalie. And you know what? Dallas has some great players. You know, we predicted after last year's playoffs, they looked good in those playoffs.
I know. No one wants them more than me. But I, you know,
they got your coach.
And then Lindback. I mean, he's a joke for a backup goaltender. But because let's look at what it comes down to just a lot of leadership. The Colorado, like, because when times were tough on both teams, right? It's like, oh my God, you're looking up and Nashville, you can't even see Nashville.
Yeah.
And you got Minnesota, and you're like, Minnesota, there's not enough playoff spots. So it came down to what's inside you. And you look, and Colorado went out and they got Iggy.
And that was the diff. And we said that was going to be.
And they got Daniel Briere. And Daniel Briere, he'll carve your heart out with a rusty nail. Like, you know, I mean, Briere is, I mean, you know, and they got old school Tanguay. I mean, Tanguay's from the glory days, and they got Talbot. I mean, you know, Max Talbot. No one's a bigger big game guy than Talbot. And then what did Dallas do? You know, they went and got Spezza. Spezza, I like his offense. He's no leader. He couldn't lead thirsty dogs to water.
Hard not to be able to do.
Hemsky. I mean, Hemsky's not a leader. And then they got rid of Gaunch, the Sarge.
You can't get rid of Sarge.
They can't get rid
but
of
they
Gaunch.
Did.
They did. They did. And then the other big thing is their defense. Colorado's defense is much better. I know it's not the 78 Canadians, but you know, Eric Johnson is a real big time NHL number one defenseman. And then they got the old man Brad Stewart, who'll take a puck in the face, he'll take a slash. He's an old school guy that your old Detroit Red Wing, Brad Stewart.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So I mean, like, and they don't have it on Dallas. I mean, I like Trevor Daley. He's I like the way he skates. He's not a number one or number two defenseman. And Goligoski, he's the human minus one. You know, I mean, he looks good on offense, but I mean,
well, you know what? That's a real good battle right there. Those two teams,
right? But you know, I mean,
I think goaltending is the difference.
And I just think leadership. And the other thing is Dallas has no one to move. And Colorado can still move, you can still Ryan O'Reilly, the Lady Bing.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's on the block. So they could get another defenseman for him because they have enough offense, you know, with Duchesne and McKinnon and Landeskog. And,
yeah.
You know, because Dallas has no one to move because they need their third line of Eakins, Garbutt, and my boy Roussel. No one wants Spezza. They gave him $20 million. No one's taking Hemsky. They're not going to trade Ben or Sagan.
No way.
So, I mean, you know, I'm just looking it up. The trajectory is Colorado's up and Dallas is down.
Right now, that's how it's playing.
And there's your fight for number eight.
That's a real battle.
As I broke it down.
You sure did. That was good.
Well, I watched the game. I'm like, I do my homework for you guys out there.
Well,
as much as you think, and I'm sorry I didn't see the one minor league fight. Somebody tweeted, did you see this fight from a Montreal's prospect, Tenorti, I guess got killed the other night in a fight. But I'm sorry, I can't watch minor league fights.
I
didn't even draw the line. I mean, I want to, but as someone with a comedy career and a family,
you have no time.
It's
gonna work.
I'm not up to date on my.
You do pretty good though, man. You're on top of everything.
But I'm trying. But I'm just saying, and I'm not even.
And
making
I try
fun
to keep up, but I'm really not anywhere near. But here's the one thing: I just in general,
you know,
I noticed certain general things, and the one general thing I noticed is that Avalanche look pretty good right now, and that goalie's good.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
He's
impressive, man.
You're the eye test of the show. You got to pass the. You're
I
like,
have
you're,
a weird
you're,
overview. That's
well,
all I
you're
got.
You're the old school scout that just brings the chewing tobacco and the drives the old car and shows up and like that's good. Goaltender's good. That's good. That makes the difference. But I think it comes down to leadership, and I think Dallas should have went and got a leader.
Well, they looked so good in the playoffs last year. We keep saying that, but they did. And now, and it's the same thing we were saying about the Wild, kind of. I thought the Wild looked great in the playoffs last year and haven't really lived up to that, and Dallas, too.
I didn't. I knew that. I knew Minnesota was a mirage. Remember how I was hated by Minnesota?
Well, I do remember that. I do remember that. Yeah, but I thought they were good in the playoffs.
Well, they did, but you know they went out and injured Tyson Berry. So you know,
yeah, that was cool.
But you know, even Eric Cole's playing good for Dallas. That's the thing. Dallas looks good on Dallas in your end of the ice. They look like easily a playoff team.
Yeah,
in their end of the ice. They look like they're in the lottery.
Well, they've got some good got some good offensive players.
Yeah, they got tons of them. Like I said, Eric Cole's playing good this year, and you know, and I mean Sagan, if they somehow make the playoffs, he'll be the MVP.
A great player.
Yeah. So
and I like Ben.
Yeah, I mean, nice. Where's the captainship? Well,
yeah.
You know, it's just an interest. I mean, they don't have the leadership down there, and it's almost like one guy, almost like this is such a big overstatement, but it's like when Messier came to New York, it was like boom, just that one guy.
That's all you need.
It's like when Shanny went to Detroit, just that one guy.
Yeah, yeah, good example.
I don't know what that piece is for them, but it's like. There's just that one guy.
Well, and is that guy?
You know who they would go? You know who'd be good for them?
Who
is Mike Richards?
Well,
would be perfect for.
Looks like he's on the block.
Who does that? You know, maybe for. Well, they can't give up Trevor Day. That's it. Like they gave Dylan the kind of tough defenseman to San Jose for Demers. Which what does Jason Demers bring to that team? I don't know. I love Lindy Ruff, but I don't think Lindy's making personnel decisions down there.
Well, now, do you think the Kings move Richard?
I think they will because I think they pay him too much money, and I think they're mad at him. I don't know why they're mad. I mean, they threw him out they threw him out the other night on the shootout at the end, almost to just like. There you go. You want to do something for us?
Yeah, see what we can do.
Yeah. You know, when there's I don't know. I thought they were going to get – I didn't think they were going to bring him back. But they went and they had a big meeting with him this summer, and he was training harder than ever and blah, blah, blah. And then
– What about Justin Williams? Do they move him?
I think Toffoli and Pearson have to come back for them to move him.
Yeah, you kind of need him.
But I think Richards is a little bit more they can do without Richards. I think they need
Do you think Richards is underachieved?
Yeah, I think they put him in places to underachieve.
He's got skills.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure if he was playing with they have him playing with Clifford and, you know, and he's playing on the fourth line. I'm sure.
By the way, Clifford's a tough dude, man.
Oh, yeah. That's someone, a fan wrote in, they love my Claude Lemieux hat trick. Scoring out of the penalty box. That's last week. You hate Claude Lemieux.
I actually liked the Flyers game last night. They played pretty good against Tampa Bay.
That's a team we haven't even spoken about this. Tampa Bay. I mean, just
they got a couple guys knocked out in that
Johnson game. And Palat.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see any of that game. And then when I got home and I saw that the Flyers were up like 7-1, I certainly wasn't going to turn it on.
Yeah. You didn't want to see that.
No, not at all. Especially after enjoying Saturday afternoon. My Saturday viewing pleasure was they were booing when Boston was smacking them around. It was only like 2-0 or 2-1, and the crowd was booing the Flyers. I love that.
You always love that.
No, I love when they boo the Flyers. But you know, should we do the?
Do you want to do Goon of the Week?
Yeah, Goon of the
or
Week.
Or fantasy? What's going on? Oh no, we can't do. Okay, here we go.
The great Maria.
She's right on top of it. A couple good ones too.
There's some classics. You wouldn't have any other week I think there'd be about four that could easily win this event, but because there's a special one here.
Yeah, you know what I'm going for.
I would too, to be honest with you. That's why. Yeah. I would too. So on the list for Goons of the Week we have and a fan sent me one. I apologize. And I missed. I missed. It was a hit I did not see. So the ones I see, we got Bobby Lou, Robert Luongo punching Derek Dorsett, which I thought was nice.
That's pretty nice. Yeah.
We have Big Buff destroying the Kings.
Right.
Drew One Dowdy man and Anze Kopitar. Yeah. Yep. Another a very rare double nominee. Big Buff again for destroying Francois Beauchemin, who's a tough customer. I love Beauchemin.
He's tough.
And ran him over. And then, of course, Superman, the great Ryan Getzloff, comes in to fight him. But it didn't turn out to be much of a fight. They kind of both fell down quick. But, I mean what a captain Getzloff. I mean, to go after Big Buff, I mean, you need an assault
rifle.
That
takes a lot right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The aforementioned Cookie Monster going after Weber, then Turtles. So that BS one.
Right.
A funny one, a classic, P.K. Subban, your old buddy.
Yeah.
He slashed Conley from the bench. He was on the bench and he slashed the guy because he hit.
Did he? I didn't see.
He hit his defensive partner Markov. So I love. You know, we always love the team sticking up for. Team.
I do. I like that.
And then another one. The first shift of the game. Stoner. Clayton Stoner, great last name from the Ducks, crushed Scalili from the Jets. And now this one, the one we think is if you didn't catch it.
Do we have a drum roll? No.
If you didn't catch it, you got to YouTube it because you may never see it again. The great, the wizard.
The witch.
The witch, Pavel Datsyuk, absolutely destroyed Johnny Hockey at center ice.
There you have it, folks.
There you can. We have a little winter music there, because if anyone deserves.
There's no question in my mind. So, got to go with that.
And the vote goes to the witch, yeah. Right?
Come on, man.
I mean, did you, awesome. You saw the hit, didn't you?
I didn't actually see it. I heard about it.
Oh, my God.
But goodness. I love it.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah. I mean, Scott Stevens could not have hit Johnny Hockey harder than Datsyuk.
I love it.
And he actually tried to. I mean, it wasn't like he ran in. It wasn't like they weren't looking and he ran into him. I mean, yeah. He lined them up.
Yeah.
So he must have not liked Boston College last year. You never see Datsyuk do that. I mean,
No, it's rare for him to do that. But I like it.
He's not afraid.
That's the other reason I like it.
But he's not afraid of it. He'll get greasy in the playoffs and stuff. Yeah. You know, he gets in there. But,
yeah, he does.
But to throw an open ice hit.
On Johnny Hockey. That's my favorite part.
Canada.
It's like when somebody levels Manziel. I love it.
Canada almost nuked almost nuked Russia after that hit.
Hey, I like Johnny Hockey too, but you know, when a wing does that, especially Datsyuk, you know, I love it.
It was amazing. I was watching the game. It's funny because as much the detriment of my marriage, I watch a lot of these games. I was watching it live, and I'm like, Jesus, it was the best.
Oh, I wish I'd seen it, man.
That's our winner. If I find it, I'll send you a clip.
I got to see that.
Now, on the fantasy front.
What's going on there? Area 51, how are they doing?
Area 51 is up 10 points, and I don't have Wi-Fi right now, so I don't know if I have the mumps as we speak, and actually, as the commish of the league.
Can you get the mumps playing fantasy?
As the commish, I'm not quite sure about the, I have to find out about the IR policy.
Oh, yeah, well.
Because I've been struck with, because I was keeping Pascal Duper on the team just to be nice, give him a salary. Then I got Olimata now, who's probably, if he ever comes back this year, I want him.
But you think he's not coming back?
I don't think he's coming back. And then now I got Jimmy Howard.
Yeah, man. Wow.
I was Barry Trotzing my goaltending. I was leaning heavily on Howard and Flower. And Flower kind of hit the skid, who we'll talk about next week, though, an ultimate snub.
Yeah, that's a snub.
The All-Star editions. Yeah. I mean, Flower's having a great year. That's why I was in first place, since Flower hit the skids and Jimmy got hurt. Remember, I said it was
great. You're banged up, man.
It was great. But back to the fantasy though is I love it though. I'm tied with elbowing.
Really? That's all. Really?
Either a tie for second.
Good
place
name.
Or third place, however you want to. whatever you want to call it, a tie for
second
or third. We'll say second place. A half a point behind is anti-Niemi. Anti-Niemi.
Yeah, there you go.
And then closing in ground, and very close, it basically it's a five-horse race, is Drew Buckrab. So
great name,
great name, and you know, I almost will take a dive just to let him.
You almost always want to let that guy running. Win.
Just so we can keep talking about Drew's Buck Grab.
Gotta love that name.
It was Drew's birthday yesterday. I hope that someone said it was Trippergram of a man in uniform.
Hello,
but getting back to.
That's a tight race there.
Jimmy Howard. Remember I said Jimmy Howard had a great year. And then I looked up, and Jimmy Howard had one of his worst years of his life. And I had to apologize for being under. I didn't know. I said, "Hey, I make mistakes on this show." But then I found out they said Jimmy Howard after the All Star break last year is when he turned it on.
Yeah.
So I kind of almost feel what is the word? Not verified, but not vendetted. I don't know what the word is, but I feel like I really did see Howard play good at the end of the year. And have to put him in the playoffs. But I guess he stunk at the beginning of the year. But wish the best for Jimmy Howard and the Wings.
Vindicated is the word you're looking for.
Vindicated.
Yeah.
That's why you're the captain and a professional broadcaster.
That's weird. That I actually knew something. But I love Jimmy Howard. You know, but how long do you think he's going to be out?
Like I said, he's a stretcher and a hockey player.
I think I saw 2 to 4 weeks.
2 to 4 weeks?
Maybe I saw 4 weeks. I don't remember what I saw. You think? I don't know.
2 to 4 sounds
too
long for a stretcher and a groin pull on a goalie. If he just didn't come back, if they just like, he didn't come out for the third,
easy to re-hurt yourself.
You know what
that.
I mean? Yeah, that's what I mean. He's
for a goalie these days. I mean, that's really hard to with that injury.
Yeah,
keep from getting re-injured.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, well, the lucky thing for you guys is you're in the playoffs right now, so you have a little bit of a lead, and you do have a lot of parts.
Yeah, we got.
You know, if you need to get somebody else, like I said, maybe Brodeur. Wouldn't that be fun?
Just don't trade Nyquist. Whatever
you're not going to. You're not going to trade. How would you ever trade the MVP of the league?
My boy. Yeah, I called it, man.
The 28 second man.
I went. Yeah. Come on, who can do that?
You can't trade Gustav and Nyquist.
Oh, man, that's
Nyquist.
Like Nyquist. You can't. How many people can do that? It's like playing on the pond.
I can't jog in place for 28 seconds.
This guy, man, he's got super skills.
Super skills. He's your Malkin.
Yeah, he is.
He's your Gino.
Yeah. Gino's had a great year, man.
He really has. I mean, and then now they're talking MVP, which would be, I think, his third.
I could see it.
He's carrying him with half the time his line mates are straight from the AHL.
Well, yeah.
You know, I mean, seriously, and he's doing everything.
He's doing everything. He's tough.
He's selling hot dogs.
Great player. He is actually selling hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to see his stats on that.
It's funny because that's what I always say. He's selling hot dogs.
Look at that division, though, man. That is a tough division.
Is there anything we missed while we're here? Oh, we talked about that. Everyone woke up.
You know, it's just an even a lot of parity in the league this year.
Yeah, you know who we didn't talk about this week, and they kind of fell back to earth a little bit is the Columbus Blue Jackets. It looks like it's not going to be their year.
Tapered off a little.
Yeah, they got hot to catch up to 500, but you know
now
what?
Below 500.
Well, you know what really happened though. Actually, I should just they kind of got near Washington and New York, and then those guys took off again. You can't lose. You can't be behind by that many. You have to win so many then.
Yeah.
And there no one's really, you know, I mean, Scotty Hartnell just hasn't done it over there. And they gave Foligno's playing great. He's got like 28 goals or some 20 some goals. They gave Foligno a big contract and they gave Bobrovsky a huge. They're paying Bobrovsky 7.4 a year now.
Well, I like him, man. I think Bobrovsky's pretty good.
Yep, but in my old Letang argument, it's a lot of money for one guy.
Well, it is.
But he is their team, though. He is their team. Well, you know, whatever you do, Bobrovsky, don't let Jack Johnson's parents invest in him.
Yeah, right? That's funny.
Thank you. Every now and then.
You come up with one, my friend.
Every now and then. Yeah. That's why
you got to go see him live, man.
That's a good point. Well, I will be this weekend. I am at the Hartford Funny Bone, I've already contacted some fans. They're going to revive the Wailers.
Yeah, let's get those Wailers.
I might come out to that old Wailer music. Remember that old, like, circus
Wailer
music?
Yeah, bro, they'll love it.
Yeah, and we're going to revive them all. And then next week, I'm at the Syracuse Funny Bone. So maybe we'll go see a Syracuse Crunch. The All In Tour, you know, Bill Burr's tour, he puts his name on with me and Paul Verzi. And this week, we got the very funny Adrian Appalucci. You ever see her?
No.
She's so a New York chick.
Is she rolling? Is she good?
Chick. Yeah. She's really funny. Yeah. So we got to follow her. So
I like that tour, man.
It's never easy following the good ones. But
that's how you do it. That's how you get better.
It'll be fun. Where are you going to be at, my friend?
Well, I'm at the world-famous Laugh Factory in Hollywood Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I am
there. The store every Monday,
I'm
right?
I'm in the comedy store. I was there last night. I saw our buddy Earl Skakel.
Who I think is guest hosting.
And Court McCown.
And Court McCown, two favorite guests of ours.
Favorite guests,
but
yeah.
I think, because I will be in New York and only we're doing a phoner for behind the scenes, I think the great...
Skakes is coming in.
Yeah.
He knows his hockey almost as much as you.
He knows more than I do.
Very knowledgeable.
He knows more than I do.
And a very funny guy.
Very funny guy. And next week is the big all-star. Can you believe, weren't we just in the summer doing the crazy shows? And now we're at the all-star break.
It's amazing how quickly that went.
Yeah. And now the playoffs are going to be warming up, so we're going to have the great Earl Skakel will be here. All-Star Edition, we got snubs.
A lot of snubs,
a lot of great players. And the great Hall of Famer, Helene Elliott, wrote a great column, which we're going to save for next week, right? Yeah, we're going to base her trophy predictions.
She's a genius. I'm convinced.
She's in the hall. They don't put dummies in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, she really knows her stuff.
Well, in the NFL, they do. But,
but she made some cool picks.
Yeah.
Of you know, who she figures is, you know, going to win all the different, the Hart and the Norris and everything. And we'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be a great all-star edition.
Yeah.
And we just want to thank everyone for listening. Remember, you know how I always send back the tweets. I always play with you guys, just especially hashtag the puck off. Try not to swear, even if it's against the Flyers. And like our Facebook page and all the men and women out there serving the country. We love it when you listen. Thank you for serving.
Love those troops, man.
Love the troops. Frazier, you're the best. Please listen to the captain. 95.5. Huge show this week.
Big guest, buddy. Thanks for bringing that up.
And it's
the Dice Man.
The Dice Man.
Andrew Dice Clay. Frazier, he keeps calling Frazier. You got, and you know, I had his kids on last week. They're in this band called LA Rocks, and they're good.
They're good.
Yeah,
they
I
are.
Wasn't
they're,
just doing a favor no. for the Dice Man,
no,
which
they're
I
good.
Would do, but
right.
they are so good.
Right.
Yeah.
And so listen, and that would be 10 LA time, 1 New York time.
But even the East Coast fans are staying up to listen.
That's what I mean. So
and you can podcast it too.
Right.
95.5KLOS.com.
It's Frazier and the Dice Man. It doesn't get better than that.
Dice.
It doesn't get better than that. So we're in a big all-star show next week. Thank you guys for listening. I'm Joe Bartnick.
Frazier Smith, thanks for joining us. We are Puck Off. We are out.